Private medical and dental practitioners in the Ashanti region have threatened to revert to cash and carry if the National Health Insurance Authority fails to heed to calls to suspend the capitation program now on pilot basis in the Ashanti region. According to the doctors and dentists, though they appreciate the challenges in the implementation of the National Health Insurance Scheme, capitation cannot be the solution.
The National Health Insurance Authority introduced the capitation program as an additional payment mechanism to improve the provider payment system in the health insurance scheme. The capitation is to create a healthcare marketplace where subscribers choose their providers and generate provider competition in terms of improving infrastructure, equipment, the relationship between doctors and patients in their care, and quality of service. The capitation, within weeks of its pilot implementation, was not welcome as many people, including associations in the health ministry, called for its suspension. The last to add its voice to the call is the private and medical practitioners. A member of the society, Dr. Robert Segu, said a number of people have died, including expectant mothers, in labor since the pilot capitation program started. He said it is so bad that patients in critical conditions are turned away at some facilities because they are not accredited members. Dr. Segu added that the 1 CD 30 peso charge per patient under the capitation is woefully inadequate. This, he said, has also affected health delivery. He was worried about the deaths of patients because of the policy, which has been described by many as inappropriate, and asked the NHIS to act fast.
A report by Ashanti Regional Correspondent.